gentlemen, and welcome to The Sunny Side. This is your Sunny Side on radio. I am Gabriella, and this is your number one talk, news, and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info. I trust you're having a swell day. I know it's a rainy, cold morning, but we keep it sunny on this side with our conversations. And talking about that, let's kickstart a conversation today, the 27th day in the month of July. I wonder where the month just sped off to. It's just so interesting, you know, how time flies by so fast. It always fascinates me. Let's get the ball rolling talking about monthly earnings. I am Gabriella. Welcome once again to The Sunny Side.
Different ideologies.
And different perspectives.
Share your views on The Sunny Side.
The Sunny Side. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
Let's talk.
So you know how some people are in the habit of bragging, you know, because they are six-figure salary earners. Some brag because they are seven-figure earners. I mean, if you're a seven-figure earner in Nigeria, we need to give you a standing ovation and give you a hearty round of applause, because it is not easy in the times that we're living in the economy that we're living in right now to be a seven-figure earner, even though it may not be as valuable as a seven-figure income will be, say, in the last 2 years. But it's still better than people who are earning five-figure, people who are earning six figures, right? But there are people who actually brag, you know, the fact that, oh, I'm a six-figure earner. I'm a seven-figure salary earner. But when you actually look at it realistically speaking, you find that before the end of the first week of the new month, before the end of the second week of the new month, some people are already broke, or some people are already at that stage of managing. You may want to wonder why. Yes, there is the need and necessity to create a budget and stick to the budget. But in some instances, especially when you're looking at the peculiarities of a client here, many times when you receive your salary, you can attest to the fact that before the end of the first week of the new month, that salary is almost gone. It's almost gone. And then you begin to ask yourself, hey God, how am I to cope for the rest of the new month when the money I have worked hard for, sweated for, and earned for the past month is almost exhausted? That makes me think, as always. And I think about different possible solutions. Perhaps if we were earning on a weekly basis, people will not be getting as broke as they do these days. Do you think so? I'm just analyzing. I'm just thinking. So let's assume your salary is 50,000 naira per month, right? Bringing it down to a week, you're earning up somewhere around 12,500 naira every week. Do you think if you, on a Friday, are giving 12,500, or let's even assume on a Monday, the start of the new week, you receive 12,500 naira in your account, do you think that would reduce your tendency to go broke any day of the month, as opposed to being given 50,000 naira at the end of 30 working days? Do you think that if you're earning per week, it would help you save better? It would help you spend better? It would help you manage your finances better? Or do you think the monthly earning is still great, irrespective of the fact that, you know, a lot of Nigerians go broke even before the mid part of the new month? What do you think about this? Let's talk. The phone lines are open, and that really is what we do best. So let's talk. Would you rather earn monthly, as you already are earning, or would you rather earn on a week-to-week basis? The numbers to call are 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003. You can also call 0817-923-0007. or 0817-923-0009. The WhatsApp number is 0809-030-6416. Here's another question. Do you think you will be paid better if you're earning on a week-to-week basis? Because when you say 50,000 naira, it sounds big, Abi. But when you bring it down to say 12,500, you can easily negotiate and say, no, I can't work for 12,500 in a week. Pay me 15K or pay me 20K. Do you think that would actually help our paymasters pay better wages for work done? Remember to turn down the volume on your radio when you call. Good afternoon, you're welcome.
My name is Emeka.
Hello, Emeka. You're welcome.
Yeah, I believe what you just said is the best solution to curb pension and pressure from salary and even the businessmen. Now, weekly would be the best, because if it is weekly, it will enable the earner to understand how to manage himself or herself. You know, we are in Africa where we want to live above our income. We want to prove to people what we are not. So the Western world, they don't use what they can, what is not up to the, what is above their standard. So I think taking it monthly, just like what you said, it does not even need them saying the 12,500 is not enough. Yes, it's enough, just because managerial skill, how to manage our home and our pocket, is a problem. So I think I will go for that weekly.
All right. Thank you very much for sharing your thoughts, Emeka. Good afternoon. You're welcome.
Gabby, good afternoon.
You're welcome.
I will go for the monthly.
Tell me why.
By the grace of God, I work in an environment where they pay us weekly. And I know the consequences of that. Every weekend, in short, you have no choice than to go party, because the money is
you have no
weekend.
Choice.
You just don't have a choice. That is the environment at that time.
Everybody always has a choice.
And look at our slogan then. My money, they grow like grass. Cut them today, go grow tomorrow. Because of the environment, we were just, everybody have the money. We are challenging each other weekend. You work from Monday, Friday, Saturday. In short, Saturday morning, the alert is already on your phone. If you want the cash, they'll pay you cash. You want to transfer, they do it. And I found out that we were not truly achieving much. We were not achieving much. No matter how we planned our programs, no matter how many some of us claim to be so responsible, there is something that we also jam that money at the end of that week. Now, look at the month thing. It strained you. It stressed you. It disciplines you on how to manage this money. It disciplines you on where to go and where not to go. I will use the word chastisement upon that salary, on what and what you are going to spend. Based on your calculation, you know how much you will save. So I prefer the monthly salary, because we even give you time for you to think. But the weekly, within 7 days or 6 days, is a lot there. It won't give you time for you to plan that money. It will all just, guy, let us go. The money will come for weekend. That was the mentality. And which is affecting most of the people in that same environment. But the monthly own, oh my goodness me, as you are buying and calculating, you are knowing what will be the remainder of that money. You know what to spend. Even when before the money comes, you are prudent in your calculation. So I prefer the monthly, and I think it has been sustaining me better than when I was receiving it weekly. Mrs. Zion.
All right, Mrs. Zion, thank you very much for sharing. Different strokes, they say, for different folks. Do you agree with Mrs. Zion on earning your monthly income just as is? Or would you say you tilt in the direction of Emeka, who called earlier, saying, I would prefer a weekly earning system? I'm thinking right now, if you we're receiving your pay. I mean, it already makes sense when you're hearing from someone who has already experienced both sides. But I always say that you have a choice, you know. Whatever it is that you're doing, you're always presented with a choice. You choose not to have a choice. That's also a choice you're making. But I understand your concern when you say at the end of the week and there's fresh money in your hands, you want to go spend it, you want to go hang out, you want to go party. But here's the thing, not everybody parties, not everybody hangs out, not everybody drinks, not everybody, there are people who are literally just homebodies. So for people like that, will it benefit them? Do you also think that there should be that condition in every sector? So when you come, it's the same way you get an employment, for example, you're a new staff of a company and you have to give your vitals, you have to run tests, you have to give them your name, your account number. Even if you have 3 bank account numbers, you give your office, your company one. Or if they say, well, we're going to open an account for you, there are some companies that say, okay, you should open an account with either this bank or this bank or that bank, because those are the banks that we use. The same way companies do that, give you options of whatever bank you so desire to use as your salary account. Do you think there should also be that option to choose whether or not you want to be earning per month or per week? So that for people who it works for, decide, you know what, I'd rather earn on a monthly basis. And for those it doesn't, say, you know what, I'd rather earn on a weekly basis. What do you think? 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. You can also call 0817-923-0007 or 0817-923-0009. The WhatsApp number is 0809-030-6416. We're also streaming live on Facebook at Nigeria Info 92.3 PH, and we're also streaming live on Twitter. You can watch us live and drop your comments at Nigeria Info PH. Don't forget to hit the follow button as you do so. Good afternoon, you're welcome. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
You're welcome. Talk to me.
Thank you. My name is Chelsea Foster Muziko, calling from Port Harcourt.
All right.
Area of Mr. Zion that just called. I have also tested the book. I have worked in Bonny, paid salary. Now, for the wages, I go for shoes. Huh? Are you hearing me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Go ahead.
Okay. I go for shoes. When we go for shoes, they pay us in wages. As good today, you're being paid. To see that the musicians, they use the money anyhow. You believe that tomorrow or the next weekend, another one will come. You use the money, do one or two. Since you have money in your pocket, when you're going out, you're getting something for yourself. You don't remember those saving aspects. But when it comes to the monthly salary, you can calculate. Okay, the next month, as I'm collecting my salary this month, so part will go for my transportation, so part will go for feeding, so part will go for saving, and so part I will use it for any petty thing. But when it comes to that wages, you use it anyhow. So I've tested both sides. So I choose taking monthly salary rather than that weekly wages or daily wages. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much for sharing. But don't you think that just exposes the weakness of people? Do we ascribe that to the weekly form of earning, or do we ascribe that to a flaw in the level of self-control people exhibit? It's the same thing that happens with your monthly salary. So the only difference is your monthly salary is coming after 30 or 31 days and not at the end of 7 days or at the end of a 5 working day in the week. That's the only difference. It's just coming at a longer time duration as opposed to coming in a shorter time. But it's the same thing people complain about. It's the same thing. When you receive your salary for the month, the same way, you know, you would be extravagant. You want to go party. You want to go click a few bottles with your friends. You want to go, you know, shopping. You want to do everything. it's just the same way you will do it if you were earning on a weekly basis. So don't you think this is more of a problem of lack of self-control? Shouldn't we be looking at ourselves and saying, maybe we should learn self-control and financial restraint when it comes to our earnings? Maybe earning your salary on a weekly basis affords you the opportunity to learn how to restrain yourself from spending unnecessarily. Because here's why. When you blow your salary for the month, you have you probably have 25 days or 20 days to manage and bear and maybe borrow, get into debt. And by the time your next salary is coming, you have to pay off your debt. That was totally avoidable. But when you earn on a weekly basis, you know you're receiving 15,000 naira for the week and you knew you blew it. You can manage yourself till the next week and say, okay, this week, this 15K, I want to use it better. It affords you the opportunity to manage your money better. Don't you see it that way? Let's take some comments on WhatsApp. The WhatsApp number once again is 0809-030-6416. We're also streaming live on Facebook and Twitter, so you can drop your thoughts on there. On Facebook at Nigeria Info 92.3PH. We're also on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. We literally have just 7 minutes on the clock, so let's talk. On WhatsApp, Ogo Ojene Justice says, if you don't prioritize your spending, even if you receive 11 figures, immediately your salary stops. You become poor. If you're being paid on a weekly basis, I don't think someone can plan better things with it. Yeah, Ogo, I kind of agree with you. That's the downside to it. Because when you receive 50K as your salary, or for those who are even earning 100,000 naira or six figures upward, you can literally say, okay, this month I'm going to put aside 200,000, or I'm going to put aside 100,000, or I'm going to put aside 50,000 naira for the purchase of my car. Or, okay, I'm going to pay my son's school fees or my daughter's fees or buy her books for school at the end of the month, because the money comes in bulk. But the downside to earning your pay on a weekly basis, it comes in bits, you know. So you divide that salary by four, and that's the much you're getting this week. So it kind of makes savings more intentional. You have to be very intentional to save. So I kind of agree with you there, Ogo Ojene Justice. Thank you very much for sharing that with me. Lost that call. Please do well to call back. And this is from Ezra Kingsley. Welcome, Gabby. I know you have to rest, but I miss your voice. Thank you so much. Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. Wow. Thank you, Ezra Kingsley. Very kind words of you there. Thank you. I appreciate it very, very much. Thank you. Odogo from Abbas says, I will go for the monthly pay because it enables me avoid Dorime and other unnecessary extravagances. In a nutshell, you can't plan effectively with weekly pay. But people in other parts of the world are doing it now. I did not. People in America, the people you admire, the countries you're planning to japa to, they do it now. Some even get paid on that per the hour. So what are you saying? Aren't they planning their lives? That's why I said it boils down to your individual discipline level. Anyway, thank you for your thoughts, Odogo. Ernest from Woji says, monthly would have been the best if the salary was coming at the end of the month, like it used to be under General Abacha. He said anybody in Nigeria that doesn't pay by the 28th of every month will have to deal with him. Okay, Ernest from Woji, thank you for sharing that. I know there are people who receive their salary at the first week of the new month, you know. Some people receive second week of the new month. Some don't even receive at all. Some receive to God with the glory, you know. Our prayers are with such people, you know. Our hearts go out to you. We are with you. We are with you in spirit. We commiserate with you. But here's the thing. We're having this conversation based on normal circumstances, not Nigerian circumstances where you're not even sure when your salary is coming. So, yeah, Ernest, I hear you. But, you know, based on normal circumstances, that's what we're doing. Odogwu from above, thank you very much. I acknowledge your second message. Let's see what we have going on Facebook. We do have some comments here. Jeba says, I prefer weekly, if possible daily, depending on how you spend your earning, watching you live from Port Harcourt. Thank you very much, Kosim Jeba. I appreciate you here. Let's see, more comments. OJ Horsfall says, weekly, yo. All right. Chimezu Nathaniel says, weekly, not in Naira. My brother, you probably look into either multinationals or look into other parts of the world, not Nigeria. But think about it. Think about it. Let's think about it for a minute. Do you think your life would be better if your company was paying you in dollars and not Naira? Because, again, we're all crying exchange rates, right? We're all crying. We're literally begging the government to do something about the exchange rate. But if you were earning in dollars, would you be crying? Food for thoughts. Think about it. Christmas Sam says, hourly, like other civilized countries. Hourly? Wow. Some people will not even earn as much as they're earning, you know, if you're earning hourly per hour. Yakubu Nangpak says, okay. I don't want to be waiting for any man or woman for salary. So he works for himself, I assume. Thank you for sharing. Nelson Friday says, Nigeria is a very funny country. You earn monthly salary but end up paying rentage yearly. Okay. Ozo Francis Inamani says, is watching live from Enugu State. Thank you so much for watching and for tuning in to our live stream. And Ricky Brown says, weekly, of course. All right. And Nnaemeka Mba also says, weekly. We have to wrap it up shortly. But let's see if we do have some more comments and perhaps some tweets on Twitter. Remember, we're also streaming live on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. Maybe we'll have time for one last call. So, yes, I will take one last call. The numbers once again to call are 0817-923-0002. You can also call 0817-923-0007. Or 0817-923-0009. One last call. Good afternoon. Sorry, missed that call. You might have to call back if we do have the time. On WhatsApp, Samuel from Port Harcourt says, hello, Gabby. How are you feeling today? I'm glad to hear from you again. I prefer monthly salary. If we add up our weekly salary, it still sums up to the monthly one. And it also helps avoid careless spending. All right. Thank you, Samuel. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Yeah, my final caller. Make it quick.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
I want to say that weekly is the best.
Okay.
You know, people have challenges when it comes to discipline. Money reduces the blue card of a man. If you are extravagant, money will reduce you. If you are disciplined, money will also reduce you. You can also plan weekly. So I agree with the first caller.
Okay. Thank you very much. On that note, we're going to wrap the conversation up. I'll wrap up with this tweet on Twitter. It's from @carrot_Evi, I guess. And this person says, daily if possible. I'll leave you with this quote. The only way to make real wealth is to get rid of your salary. James Atulcher. Think about that. I am Gabriella.